trash
with Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
Okay, let's see what we got here. Well, we got this is kind of a sad, it's a bummer story here for sure. And this got us onto the subject earlier this morning of the power rankings for animal handlers. These would be zoologists, the people that you would see on Johnny Carson's show, David Letterman's show.
Saturday afternoon on CBS.
Saturday mornings or whatever it was. Jack Hanna, Jungle Jack Hanna, is retiring. His family made the announcement yesterday. He's been diagnosed with dementia. Jack Hanna was, he was on, it was Letterman's show, but he also would do Larry King, and I think he might have done The Tonight Show, too.
He came on, did some radio a few times with us. He was great.
He was a great interview. Yeah. So his family announced it on social media Wednesday, confirming that this is the deal. This is what he has now. He's been diagnosed with dementia, which they believe has rapidly progressed into Alzheimer's disease. They say Jack had a passion for wildlife conservation and education, and had been at the core. That has been at the core of our dad, and it has meant everything to him. And we thank everyone who has helped him accomplish so much. Okay, so let's sit on this for a second. If you're going to come up with your power rankings, your four, your animal zoologist Hall of Fame, these would be the people that you saw on TV playing with the animals, bringing the animals out. He's got to be in the four.
Jungle Jack Hanna, yeah.
Steve Irwin has to be in there too, right? He's got to be.
The OG Marlon Perkins.
Maybe Marlon Perkins. He may be too old for a lot, but Steve Irwin... Because Steve Irwin was so over the top.
Oh, yeah. Loved him.
He, yeah.
Just the accent and everything, the enthusiasm, the boyish face. I mean, he was just a kid in a candy store when he was playing out there in the jungle.
Okay, so we're definitely going to go with those two, right? Steve Irwin and Jungle Jack Hanna. Okay, here's some suggestions from listeners. Brad and John at KISM.
We also mentioned Joan Embry earlier.
Yeah, Joan Embry. I think she was the same zoo as...
I think she was San Diego's.
Who was the other guy? Jim Fowler. Jim Fowler was the guy who did The Tonight Show for many years. He was Marlon Perkins' right-hand man. So it's hard not to put Jim Fowler on there. A number of listeners have suggested David Attenborough.
I love his work, but I don't know if his career was led by animal studies, you know? I mean, I thought he was an actor or a voiceover guy.
Well, did you see him...
He's great on planet Earth.
He's described as a broadcaster and a natural historian.
Okay.
But do you see him on camera with the animals like you saw a Steve Irwin, a Jack Hanna, a Jim Fowler?
No, I don't. But I sure love that Planet Earth thing he does.
Yeah. He's in the Voice Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Okay? He's in the power rankings for the greatest voices of all time. Marty Stauffer. I'm not familiar with Marty Stauffer of Wild America. Do you know who that is?
No.
That came from a couple of listeners, too. Brad and John at KISM.com. Jeff Corwin he kind of came in the last 20 years or so.
Someone also said Jacques Cousteau, and we got to give him up. You know, I mean,
yeah,
I think so.
Different kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you'd see Jacques swimming around with the...
Sure you
You'd
would.
See him swimming around. Sure. You got to go, Jacques.
Someone said Cal Worthington in my dog spot.
All right. Cal Worthington.
With his elephants and stuff out there.
That's a whole
cars.
Different thing. That'd be a whole different thing. Yeah. Pitchman with animals.
Yes.
Pitchman with animals. All right. So Jacques Cousteau.
Jack Hanna.
Steve Irwin. And then do you go Joan Embry or do you go Jim Fowler? Jim Fowler did Johnny Carson and also did Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. You might have to go with him.
Nope. Tiger King. I'm putting the Tiger.
Oh, yeah, that dude.
What about Tiger King? Let's throw him in there. Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Joe Exotic.
Johnny Magic.
Joey Exotic.
Joey Exotic. All right, Joey Exotic.
There's Brian Fellows.
There's your Mount Rushmore.
How about
there's
Brian
your,
Fellows?
There's your power
Saturday
ranking.
Life.
Sure, we can put, we'll put Brian Fellows in
there. That bird's looking at me funny.
Let's close the trash with some Conan.
Due to a mask dispute,
a New Jersey family was temporarily kicked off a Spirit Airlines flight. Yeah. As punishment, the family was let back on the plane and forced to fly on Spirit Airlines.
Yeah, that's one of those airlines when you get booked on that, you're like,
I'll take the bus.
Everything going to be okay here? Brad and John, a key for the ATV going out this morning. Classic Rock 92.9, KISM.